Ready to hear the word of God this morning? Yes. Ready to stay on the right path? Yes. Do you know what path you're on? The right one. The right one. Yes. Yes, and the road is narrow, is it not? It is narrow. Only room for Jesus and us, right? And the people we love, they follow along, right? But we stay close. We stay on that narrow path to never veering left or right, but staying right focused on following Christ and doing what Christ asks us to do, right? Yes? Everybody here knows your purpose? Yes? Yes? Okay, awesome. So see, well, this is going to be really like brief, I apparently see. We're going to go to Proverbs chapter 4, beginning at verse 25. Proverbs, as you may know, was written partially by Solomon, the man who was the wisest. He prayed for wisdom, and God gave him wisdom. And then he passed that wisdom on to his sons and to us as well. So we can all use more wisdom about how to live our life, right? Amen. So I'm going to give you some wisdom this morning, right out of the book of Proverbs. So if you'll do this, if you know your purpose, you do know why you're here? Every one of you know why you're specifically here? What you're here to do, and you know the path you're supposed to take to fulfill that? Okay. All right. So let's look at this morning and see what the scriptures say. You know, I want to just allude to this. I mean, with the hurricane, you notice how something that doesn't know the path, what's going on, right? You know, you can always look at nature, and you can see human nature in it as well, right? Right? Start off one direction, then this way, then you go that way. And I guess one of the meteorologists said it's a white windshield washer thing that happens with storms, left, right. You don't know which way it's going, that sort of thing. And isn't that sometimes, if we're to be honest, aren't we like that as humans sometimes? We're heading off. We're going to follow Jesus. We're going to follow God. We're going to live our life purpose. We're going to do what we're called to do. We understand exactly what it is that God's told us to do. We understand it. We know it's inside of us, what we're here for, each of us individually and collectively. We understand that, right? And then what happens? Windshield wipers happen. I go, oh, you know, this way, oh, maybe that way, and, you know, those kind of things. But we're supposed to stay on the right path, the path that God lays out before us. Let's look at Proverbs 4, and you'll understand what I'm saying now. Look straight ahead. Which way are we supposed to be looking? Straight ahead. Why? Because we follow Christ, right? So he's ahead of us, right? So wherever he goes, we follow, called follow the leader. You remember that game when you were a child, right? Follow the leader wherever they went, right? Hopefully you follow a good leader, right? There are sometimes leaders that we can lead us astray, right? We have to be sure we're following Christ. We follow God. Follow the leader. Look where? Straight ahead. Keep your eye on Jesus. Straight ahead. That means you're not looking which direction? Sideways, left or right, or what? Behind you. What's behind you? The past. What's in front of you? Where is God? Everywhere. So he's covered up the past. It's a shadow behind you. And the front, the forward motion is your future right in front of you. And God knows exactly where to lead you. Wherever God leads is where you're supposed to go, regardless of what other people want to tell you or suggest to you. All right, so you look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Where are you headed? Straight forward on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. So this means you mark it out going which way? Straight line. Some of us go through life more like this. You know, like a figure eight or nine or 10 or 11 or 17 or whatever happens, right? Or 88, right? We're all over the place, some of us. Why? We've lost sight of God, Christ. We've lost sight of our purpose. When you know your purpose, why you're here, and we know our purpose as a church. We know our purpose. We've had the same purpose for the last 25 going on 26 years. And it is to provide spiritual enrichment and growth to all. That's our purpose. So we keep going forward following what? That purpose. Other churches and other people have other purposes, don't they? There's a variety of them. Our purpose, my purpose, your purpose, our purpose as a church has that one. So whenever we sometimes maybe look, oh, that looks good over there. Why don't we try that? Oh, let's do this over here. Oh, you know, we used to do this back here. Does growth happen going backwards? Does growth happen doing the same old, same old, same old, same old? No, what? We're about growth. Growth is about movement where? Forward and upward speaking when we're talking spirit. So you have to always look at yourself and look in the mirror and ask God, how am I growing, God? Not how are you going, but how am I growing? We all often say to that to each other, how's it going? I'd rather say, how are you growing? How you know? Spiritually speaking, are you different today than you were yesterday? I hope and pray. I hope and pray. Because we keep our eyes moving forward, correct? To grow, to keep moving. God is about movement, moving forward. So we keep our eyes and we mark out a straight path. Then stick to the path. Stick to it. We have to be Velcro Christians. It's what Velcro on our feet, and we stick to the path. The path is laid out what in front of us? God said, go here, and we do what? Go here. And we keep our eyes on that, and we stick to it. Christians are persistent, aren't we? Whatever God said, now, sometimes we're growing and changing, and it hasn't happened yet, right? And sometimes we ask God to change us in various ways, right? And how many of us have New Year resolutions, right? Oh, yeah, it's August, so they're all gone by now, of course. Why? Because we didn't stick to it. There's something about sticking with God and sticking to your promises to yourself and to others and sticking to the plan that you said you would do and be, right? And sticking the change that you want to make. Is it going to be easy sometimes? No. What's hard? Sticking to it. Now in January, we'll have all new resolutions. And how long? Again, sometimes it's the same resolution that you made 20 umpteen times. And how long do you stick to it? Until you don't. About that long. But how many of you really want to change? How many of you really want to grow? How many of you want to fulfill your purpose, to know that you lived your life to the very fullest and you really did achieve your purpose? Wouldn't that be an awesome, fulfilling life, no matter how long our life is? It's not about how long we live, but how much we live and how much we fulfill our purpose and that we leave something behind of ourselves. That's what purpose entails, by the way. It's leaving something beneficial to others that change their life as well. At least, I guess maybe that's my purpose I'm speaking of. And then it says, stick to the path and stay safe. Why would you be safe on the path? Because God is with you. Any of us that we can admit that those of us that have gone astray, like a sheep that we can be, man, that looks good over there. Right? And we follow some of the sheep and, ooh, this grass is greener. Let's go for that grass. Not knowing there's a wolf in the bush ready to pounce. We stay safe when we're on that same path following God. When you veer off by yourself, of yourself, and those of us that are of ourselves control, you know, we want to control our life, so we want to do it our way. Right? How many are our way people? My way? Yeah, I know. I got it figured out, God. I'm on my own now. I can handle this. I'll see you. I'll catch up with you later. I'm busy right now. I'm doing this other thing I know is important that I can do by myself because I'm a big girl or a big boy. I could do it by myself. How long does that last?
Not long.
Because it's unsafe, isn't it? God is our protector, our guidance, our provider, our wisdom. And our human selves, when we're not following the Spirit, when we go off by ourselves in our human way, we can make mistakes, can't we? Of course we can, because we're human. But when we're in the realm of the Spirit, what happens? The Spirit guides and directs us, protects us, leads us, and then what happens? All is well, isn't it? All is well. So stick to it. Stay on the path, and you'll stay safe. Next verse is an important one for those of us that have a Christian ADHD from time to time. Don't get sidetracked. You know, you were going to come do whatever for the church on a given day or week or whatever, right? You're on the way and something happens, right? Isn't it just like the enemy to try to stop us from doing his work, God's work? Isn't it, right? Isn't it just like Satan to show up? You know, flat tires. Or, oh, I forgot. Oh, man, I think I left the stove on. Oh, that happens never mind. All right. Just forewarning some of you that are young. Or anything else for that matter. A phone call, right? Somebody might need you, right? Or you might need something else, right? You think. Do we not get distracted, all of us? Of course we do. Where were you headed? I don't really remember. I was going somewhere. Where were you headed? What were you doing? Is this about your purpose? Is this a godly decision, an appointment for you to make? Or is it you veering off course? Are you being sidetracked? Sidetracked means what? You're off your path, aren't you now?
Yes.
Right? Side, to the side of your path. Where's the path?
Straight ahead.
If you look to the side, what happens? You get sidetracked. See? We need blinders. Yes, we do. As you, we'll be passing out blinders during communion this morning. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. Whoa, even that. We can be, so easily, right, led astray. And there's all kinds of temptations. And when we're speaking of evil here, it's not like you're going to go consciously think about doing something. But there are temptations to take us off our path, right? You know, sometimes when you're called to do something for somebody and maybe they're not the most easy person to deal with, and you have to help those people anyway, right? You've seen them in the stores recently getting hurricane supplies, right? And you're grabbing for the same thing of water, right? And you're like, all right, I'm stronger than you. I can get this water. As opposed to saying, here, let me put this in your cart for you. Wow, I lost the crowd here for sure. You know, I love that show, What Would You Do? I love that show. And every time I watch it, I think, oh, please, I hope they never record me. I pray it's a day I'm a good Christian. Let it be the day I'm really acting like a pastor. Please let it be. If I'm going to be on TV, don't let me embarrass God or the church, right? How easy do we get sidetracked, right? We get nervous. We get afraid. We think, oh, no, it's the last bottle of water I'll ever drink, right? And the enemy, you know, and that's turning to evil, isn't it? Really? That's what this is talking about. It doesn't have to be drastic. It could just be a battle for water fight. And God's watching going, what would you do? What would you do? And I always think, well, this is what I would do. Yeah, right, sure. On a good day. But if we could really live what we teach, and if we could live what I preach, if I could do it, and you could do it too, right? We would never get off track, would we? Because that gets us off track, and then you don't feel right, and you're not doing, and you feel not so good about yourself, honestly, right? None of us, we have to come back and repent to God. Stay on the track. Stay on the path. Stay on the path. And some of you may or may not even know your purpose. So we have to live, I believe, life on purpose. We have to understand clearly, what am I here to do? What am I here for? Why are you here? And when you understand that, when other people try to distract you away from whatever that is, because life can do that, can't it? Lots of suggestions out there, aren't there? Whose suggestions do we follow? Or whose directions do we follow? And even if it doesn't make sense and God says, here, follow me this way, into the briar patch, up the mountain, down into the valley, into the fire. The fire? You go, Jesus. You put out the fire first, and then I'll get there. Why I bring this up is this. When we look at the hurricane, for example, is it not causing people anxiety? Because why? We have no idea which direction it's going. We have no, first it was coming straight for us, right? And now it maybe it's going to go up the coast. Maybe it's going to the Carolinas. Maybe. Now, if you're a hurricane, your life is going to, you're going to be messing up a lot of things, aren't you? Aren't you? Your life needs to be what? Calm, still, more like a lake that's serene, right? That's a spiritual walk I'm talking about. Because we can cause other people anxiety by when we can't seem to make up our minds. Just think about when you're trying to go out to dinner. You're sitting at the red light. Where do you want to go? I don't know. Where do you want to go? I don't know. What do you feel like? I don't know. Okay, how many more seconds will this light turn green? Which direction should I turn? What do you feel like? I don't know. If I ever open a restaurant, it's going to be called I Don't Know. Let's just go to I Don't Know. I think we all have done that, correct? Yeah. Oh, yes. Why? Because we haven't thought it ahead of time. Now, listen, that's all fine and good for restaurants because God knows there's a zillion of them around here, right? You can eventually, when hunger strikes and then you start to get hangry with each other, you'll end up at the right place, right? Hungry and angry put together, just in case you didn't know what that is. It happens with all of us, right? You'll eat anything, right? I mean, it's like, ah! Now, that's all fine and good when it comes to fun stuff like that, but what about your life? Being adrift all the time, the wind going this way or the wind going that way and blowing you all around. What are you going to do with your life? I don't know. Who do you want to be when you grow up? I don't know. They told me I could be these things. We cannot live in the I don't knows, can we? We can't operate a church in I don't know. We can't. Wouldn't you just love it if we said, what time's church? I don't know. How long is it going to last? I don't know. True statement. If you want a complete and full and stress-free life, discover your purpose. Understand exactly what it is. What do you want to be remembered for? What would you like when we give you a memorial service? What would you want people to say about you? That lasts. That's your purpose. That's what you want to be remembered for. That's a part of your purpose. Trust me. It's not all the other stuff, like the fancy car you drove or the house you had or this or that and the other. You know, that's not purpose. And how we live our purpose may not matter as long as we're fulfilling the purpose. Right? You could have any kind of career and fulfill your purpose. You could have any kind of spiritual walk and fulfill your purpose. You could do any kind of ministry in this church and fulfill your purpose. Is your purpose my purpose? We're different, aren't we? Collectively, we have a purpose as a church body, but we're all the body of Christ. And Jesus is the head. You notice that? The head turns the body, doesn't it? Right? Whatever direction you face is the direction you're going to go. So understand your purpose. Discover it if you don't already know it. And if you want help with that, I'm happy to sit down one-on-one with you to help you find out why you are here. And it doesn't matter how old or young you are. When you discover that, you know what path you are supposed to be on. And then your other part of that purpose in that and how do you fulfill that is always to be following Christ. Because he will never lead you astray. He's the one that gave you the purpose. He knew his purpose, didn't he? He set his eyes right towards Jerusalem before he was crucified. Resolutely, he resolved to go that direction no matter what the disciples said, including Peter, who tried to talk him out of it. Be careful of that talk you out of people. Somebody tried to talk you out of your purpose, unless it's coming from a spiritual place and discernment and wisdom, don't listen to the naysayers. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 7 is a great one for you to hold on to as well as we close this. Because so far we're keeping our eyes where? Forward. We're marking out a path in front of us. We're following Jesus. And we're sticking to it no matter what. So even if you don't like my sermons on any given Sunday, you still keep coming here. You stick to it, because eventually you'll hear a good one. Give me time. And when you're growing in Christ, even though you haven't quite gotten there yet, maybe you still kind of yell at the people in front of you in a car, for example, or you're still fighting over the water, parking. I was going in that space, didn't you see my turn signal on? Or maybe you haven't quite, you know, realize you're supposed to make a decision and stick to it, whatever it is. I'm going to do this. I'm going to not make a resolution. I'm going to make it a revolution, and I'm going to change. Right? I'm going to stick to the plan of following Christ no matter what. I'm going to stop doing what I told God I'm going to stop doing. I'm going to stick to that. And I'm going to start doing what God told me to do. I'm going to stick to that no matter what. Velcro Christians, remember that? Velcro Christians. Isaiah 50, verse 7. Because the sovereign Lord helps me. Isn't that good to know? The sovereign Lord helps us even as we're going down this path. And sometimes when you start to get a little lost behind Jesus and you're not quite keeping up to him, he'll turn around and come back for you. That's what a good shepherd does. Come on, you can do it. He's not going to just walk off on you, by the way. And you might go astray, and what's going to happen? He's going to come looking for you and say, back on the path, little sheep. Because the sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be dismayed. Therefore, I have set my face like a stone, determined to do his will. There's something about determination, isn't there? See, I believe everybody has ability. Ability doesn't get you anywhere. It's a starting point. You might be able to do something. But are you determined to do it no matter what? Are you determined to do God's will? There's something about determination and persistence that causes spiritual success. No question about it. This church has been here 25 years by sheer determination and persistence. We just stuck to it. And did we get a little off track from time to time? Of course, we're human, right? What happens? Back on track. Keep our eyes set like stone, solid, determined to do God's will. When you are determined to do God's will in your life, everything will change for you. Because it won't any longer be your will it? Not my will, yours, Lord. And I know that I will triumph. You looking for victory today in your life? You're looking to change and grow? Keep your eyes set like stone on God. Determined to do God's will for you in your life and in what you do to live out your purpose. And you will triumph. Something you need to get over? Some habit you need to break? Be determined to do God's will, and you will succeed. We all have to do what? Stay on the right path. When you know your purpose is to follow Christ and whatever he leads you to do, and you're determined to do God's will, you will indeed triumph in every area of your life. See, we can even triumph over cookies and ice cream. If you're determined, and if you don't want to do it, just say, I don't want to do it. I want to eat that. Just tell yourself the truth. But if you really are determined to be healthier, you're going to stick to the path, aren't you? Right? Aren't you? And if you, whatever the changes you're trying to do, evidently I have an issue with cookies and ice cream, so I got to work on that one. Why do I keep coming up with that? So for those of you that have sometimes a stressful life, doing things that are distracting you, just stop where you are. If you've ever gotten lost on a trip, stop where you are. Pull over the car. And for those of you that have a problem with this like I do, ask for directions. Go ahead, ask for directions. It would be okay. And if you're on a spiritual journey and you find yourself feeling lost and away from God, stop. Ask for directions. And he'll lead you right back. Where? On that path. So we're going to look which direction? Forward, straight ahead. We're going to stick to it. Velcro feet, exactly. And we're not going to be distracted. We're not looking left or right. We're keeping our eyes like stone. Ahead on Jesus. Where is he leading me? He's leading me to fulfill my purpose until I get to the other side. Amen. Amen. Amen.